Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. And I'm glad you're here. Ted Fisherman's here. He's our good friend, longtime brain trust member. Ted C. Fisherman is the name on the book China Inc., also on the book Shock of Gray. I encourage you to check those out. Ted, we're waiting on your next book. We're anxiously awaiting.
That makes two of us.
So we're waiting on the third one, so get busy. Okay. Ted and I are talking about, Ted's reporting to us on the change of the guard in a bunch of corporations in the Chicagoland area, and how what's caused it. What's been the history? What's caused it? What are the implications? Now, oh great prophet Fishman, focus forward and tell us. You've told us what happened, how it changed, and who the new players are. And we've talked a little bit about the implications on small business, which I think are going to be great. But I think actually now it's kind of, that part's kind of old news. That's one of the reasons, in my opinion, the economy is languishing, because those people aren't investing their money. They're squeezing, as you said, blood out of a tournament. But that's going to come to an end real soon. And focus forward and tell us what you think, what you see happening.
Yeah, well, part of my rounds on reporting the story was talking to the top head hunters in the country. And they say that there's a shift that they see that's happening. What's happened in Chicago now with the CEO changeover is going to start being a national trend, and that's actually bearing out in the numbers on the CEO change in January. And the new guys coming in are going to be the guys who come in after the cost cutters have done their worst.
Yeah.
And then the companies are anxious now for growth. So
the merchants, yes, those are the people I call the merchants in my essay.
Yeah.
You think they'll be merchants?
They are. Well, merchants take risks, and these are the risk takers. And they will be the guys who have new ideas.
I hope so.
Who want to move into new products, get out to more customers and expand. I think that's one reason why some of these internationalists are becoming more attractive in the companies, because their growth markets are increasingly, you know, outside the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually the world economy is going to turn around, and they're going to want stuff to sell to a world that's pushing towards the middle class.
And they'll have to invest in the marketplace, and they're not going to go back to being vertically integrated. They're going to still contract with people, and I think, Ted, what I'm excited about the next expansion. In fact, my next column, my column this week is about this. What I'm excited about is, as you probably know, as we stand here today, there are not that many small businesses in trouble anymore. If they're in real trouble, they're already gone. The businesses that have survived the last 8 years, 7 years, 10 years, are financially and organizationally stronger than they were. So when the expansion happens, they'll be sitting there. If they've kept up with technology and with the expectations of these new people you're talking about, if they can keep up with them, I think small business owners, especially B2B, I think they're going to be poised to make more money than ever before. What do you think?
I don't think it's just that they're keeping up with them, Jim. I think it's that they're driving these companies. So as these companies outsource, it's the smaller businesses
right.
that are driving the cost savings.
Mm-hmm.
And the innovation is coming
right.
from outside the firms. And so the challenge for small business now is, you know, turn that creativity to creating something new for your customers, too, that pushes them in the areas that they want to go, not just by helping them save on processes.
Yeah.
And,
I like that. I don't disagree with you. Here's what my concern though is, Ted. A lot of the people I know are having a hard time having a conversation with the person that they can be a partner with.
Mm-hmm.
The conversation they're having are with a process employee that's been given a job off the contractor and to deliver a message to the contractor, not so much build a relationship with them. Here's what I've been told to give you. Here's what we expect from you. If you can't do it, we're going to get somebody else to do it. We need to have our guys on the Main Street. We need to have a relationship conversation with a senior professional. That's where there's still some I'm afraid there's still some separation. You see my point?
Yeah, and of course there's many, many companies. I think once the tumult starts, then all of the executives down the line are looking for ways to please their new bosses. And if they have something new and innovative, then their stock goes up.
Right.
Within the company. You know, you have to kind of be a little bold and push the new guy so that he can tell his boss and bring you in.
But the small business owner...
It's easy for me to say where I'm sitting, you know.
Well, the small business owner, though, Ted, has got to not give their stuff away. I think what you're forecasting, and I agree with you, is they're going to have to have some backbone. If they are going to protect it so that you don't lose it and have some backbone with it, charge for it.
Well, you may only get the good meeting once every year and a half, when you come into that meeting.
I agree.
You might not get it in the next 18 months.
TedCFishman.com. Check it out, folks. Hey, Ted, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
I got to go for this hour. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.